Next patient is Suzanne Bernat. That is B-E-R-N-A-T. Bernat, B as in boy. B-E-R-N-A-T, N as in Nancy. Bernat Suzanne. S-U-Z-A-N-N-E. S as in Sam. Suzanne. S-U-Z-A-N-N-E, N as in Nancy. Suzanne Bernat, date of birth 3/21/39. Your visit is 7/15/22. Give me a copy for Dr. Carmen Serrano Lopez. Serrano Lopez. That is S-E-R-R-A-N-O. Lopez. M-D. Carmen Serrano Lopez. Carmen is C-A-R-M-E-N. Date of her visit was 7/15/22. Next, chief complaint is shortness of breath and history of pulmonary fibrosis. Next paragraph, history of present illness. This is an 83-year-old overweight female with a history of hypertension, depression, hyperlipidemia, and peripheral neuropathy. Was admitted to Halifax Hospital a week ago with shortness of breath and hypoxemia, period. The patient has been previously investigated for shortness of breath and had a chest x-ray done in June 22, which showed evidence of bilateral interstitial infiltrates consistent with extensive, consistent with pneumonia and pulmonary fibrosis. She then underwent a chest CT without contrast on 6/23/2022, and it showed scattered ground glass opacities, interlobular septal thickening, which was suggestive of viral pneumonia and or interstitial lung disease with hypersensitivity pneumonitis. Period. The patient has not been on any specific therapy. And she was given an albuterol inhaler on a PRN basis. She was also sent home on oxygen at 2 liters nasal cannula, which she is using continuously. The patient denies chest pain, hemoptysis, fever, sutures. Next paragraph, past history includes history of foot surgery and history for hypertension as well as arthritis. She has said peripheral neuropathy. Etiology unknown. Next paragraph. Habits of patient smoked pack per day. Smoked less than a pack per day for 7 to 8 years, but has been exposed to secondhand smoke for many years. No significant alcohol use. Next paragraph. Allergies to penicillin, lovastatin, amlodipine. Next paragraph, family history. Father had a myocardial infarct. Mother died of unknown causes. Next paragraph. Review of systems. The patient has fatigue. She has had cough, shortness of breath. She has had urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. She denies abdominal pains, nausea, diarrhea, or constipation. She has palpitations and some leg swelling. She has depression and anxiety. She has cataracts, no glaucoma. She has joint pains, muscle pains, and then I have headaches, seizures, and numbness of the extremities, no skin rash. Next, medalist, atorvastatin 20 milligrams, HS, Lasix 20 milligrams daily, gabapentin 300 milligrams BID, fosinopril 10 milligrams BID, acetylopram 20 milligrams daily, meloxicam 15 milligrams daily, and recently on prednisone, 10 milligrams a day for 2 weeks. Next paragraph, physical exam. This is moderately obese elderly lady, alert, pale, but no acute distress. This mild leg edema, no clubbing, no lymphadenopathy. Skin turgor was good. Blood pressure was 128/70, pulse 75, respiration 16, temperature 97.8, weight is 206, saturation 94, on O2, 2 liters. HENT norms, phallic pupils reactive, scleroid clear, throat was mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest, equal movements with distant breath sounds and fine crackles at the lung bases. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, obese, without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, 1 plus edema with mild varicosities, no calf tenderness. Reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves are grossly intact, skin no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1, extensive pulmonary fibrosis with bronchiectasis. Number 2 is possible hypersensitivity pneumonitis. And number 3 is hypertension. Number 4, history of degenerative arthritis. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a CBC sed rate, ANA panel, RA factor, and ANCA. C-ANCA. A complete pulmonary function study. And she was continued on albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs PRN. He also was placed on a short course of oral steroids, prednisone 10 milligrams BID for a week and 10 milligrams once daily for a week. A follow-up is to be arranged in 3 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. I suggested to her that we may need to have a bronchoscopy to evaluate her further. Thank you for this consultation, Dr. D'Souza. Oh, can you please add in the testing CBC and IgE level in addition to sed rate? Thank you, Dr. D'Souza.